My name is Rajah Bhatti Al Masradi. I'm from Saudi Arabia, from a city called Tiflis, located in the south of Saudi Arabia. I'm currently in a vacation at my hometown, but in America. I live in Murray, Kentucky. I'm the president of Saudi Student Organization, and also I'm studying Master in Human Development and Leadership at Murray State University.
Thank you for speaking with me today.
You are welcome.
Please, may we begin. Let me ask you what the observance of Ramadan brings to you spiritually.
First of all, Ramadan, definition in Arabic, means siyam, which means that people don't eat, don't drink. Everything is prohibited for them from the sunrise until the sunset. I observe that we fasting to feel what the poor people feel. They don't have food. The poor people who don't have food or don't have money or clothes. So we want to share them. And also we spend most of our time worshiping God. We read the holy book, it's Quran. We pray five times a day, like any time, like usually. But in Ramadan, we try to be close to God, close to our God, Allah Azza wa Jal. We try to give like alms, like give out food, money to the poor people. I feel especially in Ramadan, different than other months or other times, because also at the iftar times, when we break our fast at the sunset, we sit in around the table, food table, with families, with friends, relatives, and we spend most of our times with our families in this special month.
What does Allah say to you about your responsibility for the poor?
Actually, we have in Ramadan, at the end of Ramadan, we have to pay out zakah, which alms. We call it zakat al-fitr. We give out to the poor people specific amount of rice or flour, food, or dates, and let them get the happiness and be and celebrate the Eid, end of Ramadan, with everybody. I feel that we are responsible of the poor people. It doesn't matter if they are Muslims or not. We have in the Sunnah, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace upon him, says everybody, every soul is responsible by Muslims people. It doesn't matter if they are Muslims or not. That's why I believe Ramadan is a special month, special times.
Are the alms or the gifts for the poor given to a local organization to distribute? How does that work?
So it's better to give it by yourself. But we have some organization, non-profit organization in Saudi Arabia and around the world, even in America. So we give them the gifts or the food, money, and they distribute it to the poor people.
But in earlier days, maybe a couple of generations ago, it would more likely have been a direct gift from a person to another person?
Yes. That's correct. And even now, in our generation, in my hometown, we always, when Ramadan comes to end, we give the direct gift to the poor people. We know their houses, their homes, and they are very welcoming us to take the gifts and the presents to them.
I imagine that is a very humbling moment.
Yes. That's very humbling moment, and we believe it's our duty. It's not like a favor of us. That's our responsibility. As well, we are happy to do that.
Raji, may I ask you, when you do break fast during Ramadan, do you follow a special diet or do you eat as if you would regularly?
Yes, we have special foods or special meals. It's like a culture. Like in Saudi Arabia, they do something called sambusa. When we get the wheat, the flour, and put salad or meat with it, and boil it in the water, in the oil, and when it's well done, we eat it. But it's not very important. It depends on that culture and tradition.
So how do you think Ramadan observance has changed from your grandfather's generation to your generation?
I think it's a big change. It has been changing since my father's generation to our generation for a couple of reasons. First, at their time, there was no like improvement in that in the country, in our country. They were Bedouins. They live in the desert, live in tents and in caves. They don't have air conditioning. They don't have like what we have now. We have been improved. Our country get developed. So now, at their time, they stay at their tent in the hot weather, and even they are fasting. So it was more challenging for them. But now I think it's very easy. It's easier than that time. Now we live in houses, apartments, so we have electricity, we have air conditioning. That makes Ramadan much easier. We don't feel more thirsty or hungry like what they had before.
Tell me a little bit more about your city, Raji.
About my city, Tathlif?
Yes.
It's a city of South region in Saudi Arabia. It has maybe around 20,000 people, the population of the people. And also it has a college, not a university. It's only a college for females. And there are maybe more than four malls. We have farms, a lot of farms, dates farms. And it's improved, like day by day. Now we have the internet in every house, every area of the city. Not like before 3 years ago or 4 years ago. We used to not have internet or phones or cell phones used to not work in some areas. But now everywhere in my city, it's very small city, smaller than other cities in the Saudi Arabia. We have also many people like moved from different areas of Saudi Arabia to our city. Some people run their business in our city. They build many houses to rent them for the people who moved in here. And I think it's much better than before.
Do you have a summer job when you are there and not studying in Murray, Kentucky?
Oh, no, I don't have any job in the summer. You mean in my city or in Murray?
No, in your city, while you're there for the summer.
No, it's vacation for me. There is no job. But actually, I help my family, like in their stuff. I help my father. He has some business here, like he runs his own businesses. And I help him if they need help or give some advice for the people who work for him. So I don't have a specific job, and I don't work for money or any salary. I just help, volunteer.
What will you do with the degree that you will earn at Murray State?
Inshallah, I will go back to my country Then my dream is to be a teacher in some of our universities or colleges in Saudi Arabia. They will establish a new college in my city, Tathlith, maybe hopefully next year, so I can work there.
Well, excellent. We look forward to having you back on campus, and thank you for speaking with me today.
You are more than welcome, Ms. Katie.